Good morning. We are talking with Travis Tranel, who is the 49th Wisconsin House Assembly.
Yep, state representative.
State representative, yep. Which you have been a state representative for a number of years.
Originally got elected in 2010, sworn in 2011, so finishing up my seventh term.
But things have changed.
Yeah.
And you used to cover primarily Grant County, correct?
Yep. We did, we redistrict every 10 years. A lot of insider baseball, but what matters to your listeners is that the lines and the districts got changed in the middle of that 10-year cycle, essentially.
Yes.
So now I've given up Richland County and picked up Crawford County is basically what it boils down to for me.
So you lucked out. You got a better deal
well,
out of it.
Absolutely. I mean, I love the people in Richland County, but so far the people in Crawford County have been very, very good to me.
So now that kind of shifts. So, you know, the representative that we had before, Lauren Oldenburg here in Crawford County, he kind of moved farther north then, correct?
Yeah, he got put more into the city of La Crosse, actually. So his district became less rural and mine essentially stayed the same in terms of the type of people that I get to represent. You joke about Crawford being better than Richland, but I will tell you, it's further away from Madison. And in my experience, the further away you get from Madison, the better things get. So there is some truth to that.
Well, again, you've been in politics, you know, again, being a representative for a number of years. So I feel like this is a question you probably got asked like 12 years ago. But because you're new to this district, I'm going to ask you them now. What was the driving force behind you saying, hey, I want to get into politics?
Sure. That's a fair question, and one I still get asked quite a bit. And the answer sounds a little cheesy and a little cliche, but it's the honest truth, and it's an appropriate question given the time frame. I've always been interested in America itself. I've always felt like this is the best country in the history of the world, and people don't appreciate it. But there was a Republican convention when John McCain got the nomination. That really pumped me up. I also remember watching the Republican nomination when George W. Bush was nominated the first time, and I just really felt drawn to that. So I've always loved this country. I've always felt like people don't appreciate politicians, and I kind of thought, well, hey, I'm just a normal guy. I can change that. Boy, was I wrong. But what I found out over 14 years is that there are a lot of good people in politics. There are a lot of good people in government, both elected and those that work for the government. And it's been kind of fun to help forge some relationships between constituents and connect them with the people that work in government that ultimately are there to help them. I will also point out, I have a real job. So I don't want your listeners to think that I've only been in the state assembly for 14 years. My real job, I'm a dairy farmer. We milk about 650 cows in southern Grant County. I'm married. We have 5 children. Definitely have a foot in both worlds. And that's kind of what's allowed me to be able to do this for as long as I have. I kind of feel like my main responsibility is to have that real job where I work just like all of your listeners and then go to Madison and tell my friends up there, hey, this is a really good idea. It'll never work in the real world because a lot of them just don't quite understand what the real world is.
Well, I was going to say, you know, you get that term career politician and, you know, somebody who's been in politics for years and years and they just keep working themselves out. They start in the state assembly and then they're into, you know, the U.S. House and they, you know, keep working up. You know, you stayed in the same spot.
Yeah.
For a long time.
And thankfully, I've being a career politician is not something that I've really ever been attacked with because my constituents know that I very much have a real job outside of politics. My career, I'm a dairy farmer. When I introduce myself, I tell people I'm a farmer. If I were to meet you in a hotel or someplace other than in Wisconsin and we were talking over beers or whatever, you asked me what I did, I would tell you I'm a farmer. I won't even tell you I'm in the legislature because, quite honestly, not a lot of people have a whole lot of respect
that
for politicians.
That changes the whole conversation.
Yeah, people automatically want to know what's your partisan affiliation. They quickly
and then they're going to judge
exactly.
you based off that.
So I would rather get to know them as a person and, you know, If it comes up, great. And if it doesn't come up, you know, that's better for me too, because it's more relaxing. We can have a more honest and open conversation. And it's just, I just don't identify as a politician. I'm a farmer.
Well, being a dairy farmer in Wisconsin, you know, obviously Crawford County is kind of that mixed bag. A lot of tourism here, a lot of river tourism, Prairie du Chien. But, you know, the rest of Crawford County is very, you know, agriculture based. So how does that play in, you know, when you get into the state assembly? We all know how big Wisconsin agriculture is to the Wisconsin economy, but there's not a lot of farmers that are willing to leave the farm.
Correct.
And then kind of almost advocate for themselves.
Well, I think there are more farmers than you think that would be willing. They just don't have the time.
Okay.
They got a farm. I mean, farmers don't exactly have a lot of spare time. You can ask my staff, who hates me because they always want to schedule me. And I say, well, if it's a rain day, which fortunately for them this year seems like it's a rain day every other day. So again, rained yesterday at home. So great job scheduling this today, you know. But it is quite an honor and a privilege to actually be one of the only actual farmers in the Wisconsin legislature. To your point, in Wisconsin, agriculture is a $105 billion industry, which is our second biggest industry, only behind manufacturing. And there aren't a lot of people who are up there fighting and advocating for agriculture. And it affects so many other people, so many more than just farmers, because I think that's another misconception. People hear, well, agriculture and farmers, that's not me. Well, if you eat, drive a truck. Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, there's so many businesses that feed off of agriculture, especially in rural areas. It's important to all of us. But I chair agriculture now in the assembly, but before that I chaired tourism. And tourism is actually our third biggest industry
in
the state, roughly $22 billion economic impact. And so a lot of times people don't realize that. And in Crawford County, you're exactly right. It's a good blend of agriculture and tourism. And quite honestly, opportunities for ag tourism. Lee Nearson used to represent this district in this area. Him and I, my first session, we wrote the ag tourism law. I actually read an article in Hordes Dairyman where a teacher took her kindergarten class on a field trip. The article described the teacher as a very large woman. She fell through the hay barn.
Oh,
and
no.
Then turned around and sued the farmer, who
okay.
was kind enough to let the kindergartners come to his farm. So Lee and I were talking about that. I mean, this isn't right. You know, we want to get people on farms. We want ag tourism, especially in these rural areas. And that's how we kind of came up with the ag tourism law. So yeah, Crawford County is a great blend between tourism and agriculture, and something I know quite well, thankfully.
Kind of switching gears a little bit, of course, new to the district, and you get to come in an election cycle too.
Yeah, isn't that fun? I just love elections. We should have them more frequently. I always get a kick out of people that are like, there's too much money in politics. And I'm thinking, yeah, who do you think hates that more than anybody? We're the people that have to call and ask other people to give it to us. We have to raise it, then we have to spend it. So like a lot of your listeners, in a few months, I'll probably just turn the radio off. Yeah, it is an election season. And I guess when you're in the assembly, though, another question I get asked all the time, how come you guys have to run for election every 2 years? Which I take as a compliment.
You go back to high school government as to why we did that.
But I take that as a compliment. Like, I appreciate that they don't think I should have to run for re-election as often as I do. But because it's so frequently, and because I like to think that I have that Wisconsin farmer work ethic, we actually do our job. Whether it's an election year or a non-election year, we kind of do the same thing and operate the same way. So I was at the Eastman Parade. I was at the Seneca Parade.
Even if it wasn't an election year, you'd be there.
Exactly. That's exactly
where
I'm
going. Who doesn't love parades, though, anyway?
Well, I can think of a few people, but I certainly love them and enjoy them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, any opportunity you get to get out, shake hands, you know, it doesn't get any more Americana than that.
Well, and I think, you know, going back to kind of why you got back in, or why you got into politics, and, you know, going to kind of bring that full circle, is that I think sometimes we forget politicians are people.
Oh, I think we forget more often than we should.
And
because we don't have all the answers.
And, you know, I've contacted your staff before with a question. And I remember I bring up this story a lot because people, when I said, oh, yeah, I contacted Travis Tranel about that, people were like appalled. And I said, well, why Why wouldn't I? Well, you can't just call it contact a politician. And I joked and I was like, yes, you can.
Yeah. And your friends must not be a lot of my constituents because they do contact us frequently, which is good. That's why we're here.
Exactly. That's why you're here. But I said, if there was, it was an issue I had a question about. And I was like, if there's a person with the, I don't want to say power, but authority to look into it, it's them. We elected them. If they don't care about this issue, then that actually raises a bigger question.
Oh, I agree. And thankfully for me, I have a really good staff and we, you know, we pride ourselves. We try to run our office just like I run my farm or you run your business or your radio station. Get people the answers that they're looking for. You know, we're here to serve them ultimately.
Yes.
That's why they elected us. That's why they pay us. And we don't want to be the reason that people are frustrated with government. So that's why you can add Jeff Curry is with me today. He's been with me for 14 years. Even if we don't know the answer, I'm constantly saying, well, call them back and let them know that we're still waiting. So that way you don't think that, you know, we dropped the ball or we don't care. A big part of our job, quite honestly, you know, you joke about power. I don't have any power. But the biggest part of our job, we find ourselves frequently calling other people within state government, within agencies, asking them, why aren't you doing your job?
Exactly.
And for some reason, when we make that phone call, even though there's nothing we can really do, when they know we're starting to poke our nose around, they start to do what they're supposed to do. And
exactly.
So if everybody would just do their job, you know, we would have less to do, but it looks like we have lots of job security.
Well, and like I said, you know, you being people, you know, you want to hear from your constituents. You
want
to know, because that's how you get reelected, is when you hear from them or you're out at a parade or you're out at an event and, you know, somebody brings up a story like ag tourism and what happened there, you know. Yeah, you found that story in Hordes Dairymen, but, you know, that could have easily been something that was shared with you.
Oh, for sure.
At
today
a parade
we were touring the Kickapoo Reserve and a whole group of fine folks there. And we kind of got talking about the same issue. And I told them the biggest compliment that I get, and I would say it's not just me, it's our staff in our office, about once a week, somebody will call me. And they don't call me when things are going well. They don't call me to
Nobody
say, hey, did you catch that Brewer game? Hey, you know, isn't
hey,
this great?
Hey, the 49th district is really doing good.
So when they call me, something's wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll call me and they'll say, hey, this is happening in my life. I've tried to fix this problem. I can't think of anybody else to call. And I thought of you, or I was told, hey, you should call Travis Tranel. And to me, that is a huge compliment to me, to our office. That's a reputation that we've worked for 14 years. Clearly, we can't fix every problem, but we will definitely try. We'll try to get you an answer. We'll try to figure out what's wrong. We'll try to figure out where the holdup is. And that's something we pride ourselves on.
Yeah. So going back to, maybe you don't have the power, maybe you don't have the authority, but you definitely have resources.
Oh, we, yeah.
You've got the resources.
I say that tongue in cheek. Off the record, which I realize we're on the radio, there's no off the record, but I always feel like, I always joke that we should be able to fire 5 bureaucrats every year for any reason or no reason at all. And that would be power.
Right?
And then when we called, people would definitely have to do or fix our constituents' issues. But no, I mean, obviously we control state budgets, we control purse strings, we have relationships with secretaries.
Your vote matters.
And more importantly than our vote, our voice matters.
Yes.
So they definitely want to try to keep us happy to the extent that they can. And I think ultimately that's why when we start poking our nose around, they start to do their job, which is good because
exactly.
We want them to do their job. We want our constituents to be happy.
And like I said, you know, I may not know who to contact about a certain issue. So reaching out to you, you have
exactly.
the resources to go, okay, you know what, I'll start digging into this for you. And then, you know, get the wheels turning.
I mean, the things that people call us about, we could probably have a whole nother segment on that. I mean, reality radio,
oh,
honestly.
I bet.
But because of that, you know, we've seen a lot. So we do have good
You've
resources.
You've seen and heard a lot,
and
yes.
We know who to call and who to contact.
Well, we are talking with Travis Tranel from the 49th District in the Wisconsin Assembly. It's the Assembly in Wisconsin,
State Assembly,
right?
Yes. You bet.
I know you're going to be around a lot more in the area now that you've added Crawford County to your district. So I'm sure we will talk again soon.
I hope so. I feel very welcomed in Crawford County. One thing when you do this job, you kind of get a sense, a feel of communities, and Crawford County and Grant County, full of good people. They work hard. They want to get their jobs done. They want the government to be there if they need them or if they're in crisis. But by and large, they just want the government to stay out of their way. And, you know, that's been my mantra for 14 years. So I think we're going to get along just fine.
Perfect. Thanks so much for talking with Travis Tranel this morning.